Today on 5-Minute Monday, I'll teach you how to get clean audio out of almost any microphone. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, when it comes to getting good audio, there's only so much improvement that money can buy. Picking up a $400 microphone does you no good if you don't know how to use it. But if you do know how to use proper mic technique, you can make even a $50 microphone sound professional. So in this episode, I'm going to teach you 4 things that you need to do to get clean audio. Now, the number one thing that you should do is get a pop filter or foam cover. Most microphones pick up harsh plosives, which can detract from the quality of your podcast. Those are those P's and those S's that just come through extra harsh on a microphone that you don't necessarily notice in normal conversation. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube and you say, hey, Travis, your microphone doesn't have a foam cover, it's because the microphone I'm using actually has one built into it. But most microphones do not. And if you want to get an extra filter on your speech to really clean up your audio, even if your microphone has a pop filter built in, you can add a pop filter and that'll help as well. Now, the number 2 thing that you want to do to get clean audio is to speak past the microphone. Now, what does this mean? So most people, when they pick up a microphone, they put it right in front of their face and start talking into it. But instead of speaking directly into the microphone, if you aim it towards the side of your mouth at an angle and speak past the microphone, you actually get a better audio quality. You'll notice a difference. Like right now, I'm speaking directly into the microphone. Right now, I'm speaking past the microphone. And you can immediately tell the difference just by changing my posture in relation to the microphone. So you want to put the microphone off to the side a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit, and then angle it towards your mouth so that you're speaking past it. Does that make sense? So that's number 2. Number 3, you want to set your gain appropriately. Now, if you crank your gain up all the way, you're going to get what's called too hot. It's too hot. The microphone's too hot. And that's going to pick up breathing. It's going to pick up unnecessary background noise, not to mention clipping, which is where the waveforms in your audio recording software extend beyond the limits and it distorts your audio. It makes it sound really, really bad. You don't want clipping. Clipping is the enemy of podcasters. But you also don't want your gain to be set too low, too quietly, because then you're going to have to crank the gain up in post to be able to hear the audio that you captured. And by adding gain artificially, it's going to distort the audio. So you don't want it too loud. You don't want it too quiet. You want it right in the middle, just right, just like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And what you're looking for to know that you're in that sweet spot is you want a nice waveform that you can see in your recording software without clipping. So you should be able to tell where certain words start and end without going all the way to the extreme of hitting the top and the bottom of that nice little bar that you have in your track in whatever audio software that you're using. Now, the 4th thing that you need to do is be close to the microphone. Dynamic microphones, like the one that I'm speaking into, work best when you're right up on them. And there is a drastic difference between being about an inch or two away and being about a foot away. I'm only a foot away from the microphone. And right there, you can tell an immediate difference in the audio quality. So if you can, you want to get the microphone close to your mouth with a decent table stand or a boom arm, which is what I'm using if you're watching this on YouTube. Now, bonus, number 5, want to throw this in there, do not hold the microphone with your hands, all right? That's another reason you want to get a table stand or a boom arm, because when you're holding your microphone in your hands, you're going to be adjusting it, you're going to be holding it, you're going to be swapping it back and forth. And so by taking it out of your hands, it's going to reduce jostling and adjusting, which kills your audio quality because it makes it sound like you're recording in the back of a Jeep on a dirt road, all right? It's not great. It's very distracting, so you want to invest in a stand or a boom arm so you can get the microphone out of your hands and just focus on speaking. But if you incorporate those 5 things, you do not need to spend hundreds of dollars on gear to get great audio. Just use these techniques and you can get clean audio out of almost any microphone. That's it for today. If you're new here, make sure to subscribe to the channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze more podcast-related content into your life. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.